7.
Women move the world.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think he got probably what he deserved. I know there's a lot of appears to be holes in the story or maybe just misreportings. But regardless of what's happened, he had just become a figurehead. I don't think he was very active. But still, I think he got what he deserved. But now we need to get back to the economy and get off this.
Here's a caller in Fort Myers who's glad Bin Laden is dead, but thinks it's time we move on and deal with the real problems we have here at home. That's where we start yet another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing now on Mika Brzezinski and Willie Geist, who talked to analyst Jeffrey Sachs. Sachs thinks now that Bin Laden's dead, we ought to get our troops out of Afghanistan.
Senator John Kerry says he will travel to Pakistan next week to get ties with the country back on the right track after the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. On Capitol Hill yesterday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chair suggested that it was time to rethink the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan in light of bin Laden's death.
We ought to be working towards achieving the smallest footprint possible in Afghanistan that is deemed necessary, a presence that in fact puts Afghans in charge, pressing them to step up to the task. It is fundamentally unsustainable to continue spending $10 billion a month on a massive military operation with no end in sight.
The senior Republican on the committee, Senator Dick Lugar, agreed with Kerry's assessment, but both said they remain opposed to a precipitous withdrawal. According to a new USA Today Gallup poll taken after U.S. forces killed bin Laden, 59% of Americans think that the mission in Afghanistan is fulfilled and it's time to bring the troops home. 36% believe that there is still more to do. It comes as former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf denies a report that his administration struck a deal to let U.S. special forces conduct a unilateral operation against bin Laden. It is very, very difficult, really, to find someone who can really clearly state the objective in Afghanistan. As I said last hour, I was at Kane University last night giving the graduation speech, and the president of the university, the only Afghan president of the university, Dr. Farahi, and I were talking about it. And his first question was, when I said, should we pull out, was, what is the objective there? And he just, you know, trailed off and didn't have an answer. This is a man who came here in 1973 and has been watching with his perspective from here and doesn't understand the objective. And
so did
very
he,
intelligent,
did he support withdrawal?
Dynamic man.
Does he think we should withdraw?
We were talking about the money that was being spent, what we just heard it here in the news script. I mean, it's just such a massive amount of money. And is it really achieving an objective? What's the objective? And is there a better one? I mean, these are questions that I've never really heard a straight answer on this subject.
Dr. Sachs, it was interesting and encouraging to some people to hear Senator Kerry at least begin to hint that perhaps it's time to look at Afghanistan, think about how we can get out of there. Does the killing of Osama bin Laden in any way give President Obama and Democrats some cover to begin the process of pulling out?
I wouldn't use the word begin. Let's get out. There was no reason to be there for all these years. We were gaining nothing by spending hundreds of billions of dollars when it was intelligence and a small team that took out bin Laden in the end, and it would have been intelligence through Pakistan, not even what we were doing in Afghanistan. So this is it's not even a mission. This is a disaster for America of huge scale that never had a reason, but there is cover, as you say right now. Declare victory, come home. That was always the answer, but now we have a real reason to declare victory.
Here's a caller in Kansas thinks that now we've gotten bin Laden, we ought to press on and get the rest of al-Qaeda.
I think now is the time for us to attack. Those people are ready to go after our people should go after those people and win this war. I am a Republican. I vote Republican. As a matter of fact, I am a conservative. And that being stated, I want to say I am so proud of President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton. I'm weepy-eyed. I'm so happy for the country. And you know something? I just may vote Democrat next time.
Coming up, more on Bin Laden, plus the debate over Pakistan and their involvement in harboring Bin Laden. Next up on the Talk Radio Review.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There is a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, household, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, focusing on the aftermath. Still thinking, a lot of people talking about the killing of Bin Laden. From Fox, Neil Cavuto talks to correspondent Dominic DiNatale about the downed U.S. helicopter, which Pakistan is considering turning over to China.
Pakistan was in no rush to return that helicopter that went down when Navy SEALs took Osama Bin Laden out. They were in too much of a hurry to show it to someone else, China. One lawmaker is now demanding all USA to Pakistan be cut if the chopper is not returned. So Dominic DiNatale on the surprise that isn't a surprise.
Neil, not much chance that the Pakistanis are going to give that chopper back to the United States anytime soon, they say, if at all, to be quite honest. I think China is, my sources tell me, China is putting a heavy bid in to take that tail back to China so they can actually reverse engineer the technology. They say the paint that is on the hull and the shape of the hull, which was designed to actually give a tiniest signature as possible on foreign radar, are too valuable. In the past, China, you've got to remember, has taken U.S. drones that have been down on Pakistan soil, taken it away, reverse engineered it, has promised Pakistan that it would make attack drones for it, but that never transpired. Right now, Pakistan, in somewhat at a crossroads. Will they give it to the Chinese or will they give it back to the American? But my source is saying that Pakistan will not give it back to America, although that depends on who ends up being the highest bidder, to be quite honest, Neil. Some details coming through of that from my U.S. military sources, however. Apparently the helicopter was modeled on a UH-60, better known as a Black Hawk, that would be modified, possibly based on a scrapped plan from something like 2003, 2004, is what I'm told, to build fleets of stealth helicopters that never actually came to fruition, apparently cancelled during a defence spending plan. It could be actually one of those, and it's only special ops, or spec ops in the business, as they call it, that actually use these kind of helicopters. Apparently two were used in the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound.
CNN's Ali Velji, Kiran Chetri, and Carol Costello talked to Akbar Ahmed, professor of Islamic Studies at American University, about the strained relations between Pakistan and the U.S.
So what did you think about that? You lived there. Was it a surprise to you to find him living in this garrison city, as they call it, in Pakistan?
It was a surprise. I thought he'd be in Waziristan, as I was in charge of Waziristan many years ago. Abbottabad is a very safe town. It's very settled. It's a garrison town, which means there's several regiments posted there, the military academies there. My school, and I was schooled in Abbottabad, in fact, is one of the premier schools run then by Catholic priests. So the last place I would have thought he'd be hiding. And if he was there, and we know he was there because the Navy SEALs discovered him there, then the question is, how was he living there? And did the authorities know? And I would suspect that the authorities at some level certainly knew about it, because Pakistani officials just simply saying, we did not know about it, seem fumbling. They seem, frankly speaking, duplicitous, and they have not convinced anyone, least of all their own people or America.
But it's interesting, Mr. Ambassador, because you will get American officials who are kind of cautious about being too tough on Pakistan on that point. They say, we need an investigation. We have lots of questions we want to ask. And many say it's because of the nuclear factor here. The United States wants to be a close ally of this country because, A, we're fighting terrorism, and, B, this is a nuclear power. How does that complicate the American response?
It complicates it, because while there's a great deal of anger and recriminations on both sides, remember, the American public and the Pakistani public mirror each other right now. Anger's at a high level. The governments, both administrations, very much want to hang on to this relationship. It is vital in a sense for both. Pakistan is not only critical in the war on terror in Afghanistan, and even for the short term, and even if we come out of Afghanistan, Pakistan remains a critical country. It is at a geopolitical location which is vital for American interests. China on one side, India to the south, Iran to the west, Afghanistan to the north. It's a big country, 180 million people, nuclear, as you say. And then most important, it's often overlooked here, Pakistan was founded by Mr. Jinnah, who believed that he was creating a modern Muslim state. Uh-huh. Women's rights, minority rights,
right,
human rights, respect for the law. So every Pakistani in his or her DNA has an idea of a modern Muslim state, which didn't quite work out.
Professor, let me ask you, because when you go to Pakistan, you see pictures of Jinnah all over the place, in fact. And when others talk about Americans, they may talk about it as a monolith, just as when we talk about Pakistan, we think of it as a monolith. But it's not. Tell us the key divisions here, particularly between the intelligence service, the military, and the elected government. They certainly are not monolithic, and they don't see the relations with the West or terrorism the same way.
Ali, that's a great question, and I hope America is listening to this discussion, because we tend to see Pakistan as a monolith, indeed the Muslim world as a monolith. Pakistan is a battlefield for three kinds of Islam, and this is a very important discussion. One, modernist Islam, like Jinnah's vision, a modern Muslim nation. Muslims being proud of their traditions and yet modern, wanting to live with the rest of the world. Second, mystic Islam. And Pakistan has millions and millions of people who are really devoted to mystic Sufi Islam, peaceful, universal. And thirdly, literalist Islam. Now, not all literalist Muslims are violent or tend towards violence, but it is this Islam that believes Islam is under attack and must be defended, must be fought for. And from this, you have branches emerging, which are, in fact, very influential, particularly in areas like the tribal areas of Pakistan or in rural Punjab. And
right,
a lot of the violence is, in fact, coming from this. Now, we think that this is not something that concerns us, but this is a battle taking place. My wife is from Swat. She comes from the royal family there. She's lost 6 members of her family fighting the Taliban in Swat.
Right.
Coming up, more on the aftermath of the death of bin Laden and what Pakistan did and didn't know about bin Laden's compound. That's up next on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You care about strained relations? A lot of people in talk radio, talk television, expressing themselves, say no, they aren't. The killing of Osama bin Laden got a lot of people still stirred up. Here hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talk to CBS's Jerry Van Dyke about the rumors that we had to deal with Pakistan to go in and get bin Laden.
Is there any validity to this, that there was some kind of agreement in our former presidential administration and Pakistan's former administration?
We do not have anything yet in writing. No proverbial smoking gun has yet come out. One, there's a few things we should know, though. There was a WikiLeaks that came out where a U.S. embassy cable said in 2008 that where the Prime Minister Gaylani of Pakistan said that if the United States comes in, if it finds him, we will raise a hue and cry in Parliament, but we will not do anything about it. What people should know, and this goes to the heart of the matter, that the Pakistani army, and particularly its military intelligence agency, the ISI, is beholden to the United States. It receives a great deal of funding and has received funding since 1954 from the United States. It's not going to do anything to jeopardize this funding. So it is very clear to me, and having worked in Pakistan and Afghanistan for many years, having been in Abbottabad, where not just were there two military establishments there, the ISI had a presence there, MI, Military Intelligence, IB, Intelligence Bureau, the police, all, according to the former head of the ISI, operated there. Pakistan certainly knew they were there. Did the United States let Pakistan know that we were going in? I think we are going to find out a lot more in the days, weeks, and months ahead.
So all of this is based now, just this little thing that's starting to, the embers that are starting to smoke, based on WikiLeaks.
Not just WikiLeaks. That is one thing. But it's a knowledge over the years. It came out from WikiLeaks, the U.S. Embassy cable that came out. That's one thing where the Pakistani Prime Minister said, yes, we will look the other way. It's very clear that General, now President, now retired, former President, now retired Musharraf has had a very close relationship with President Bush in the past, and now he's no longer in power, so therefore he does not have one with President Obama. But he has made a number of statements, a number of interviews with India, with American, with European television and radio, and he's not always said the same thing.
Yesterday he said that it was absolutely baseless.
And I don't believe a word of it, because it goes back to this. Do not forget, and this is going to come out more and more, that the ISI and the Pakistani army are not going to go against the United States on whom it depends for its funding.
Well, who outed the CIA person?
Pakistan, yes, the ISI most probably did that, and it's not the first time.
So that was just some kind of weak way of them.
More than anything else, they must try to show that they are still a sovereign nation, that they have a population of 170 million people. They do not want to be humiliated. The Pakistani army makes the calls. And by the way, not one single American newspaper or any journalist outlet in this country gave the name of that CIA or the CIA station chief. His name was printed in the British press. So it's not just Pakistan. Yes, he outed him, said that name, but it's happened in the past, and the British press also came out with the name.
In an interview, military analyst Mike Lyons talked about what he thinks is now going on in Pakistan.
I think they understand that the CIA has infiltrated many parts of Pakistan right now, and it certainly seems to be payback. We've got human intelligence agents in places now we didn't have before, and so this is kind of part of that payback for coming into their country and taking out Osama bin Laden like we did. If there's anything we've done in the last 10 years is rebuild that entire infrastructure to do that. It remains to be seen what comes out on the hard drives and the information that was gathered at that compound. But, whether it's the Pakistan government or not, or some people inside of Pakistan, or whether they tried very hard to capture them, really, I think, is going to be the issue here.
Next up on the countdown, we'll shift the focus to the president's speech on immigration reform. That's on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa...
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown. This week, the president traveled to Austin, Texas to deliver a speech about his plan for immigration reform. Here, hosts J.P. Pritchard and Roger Hudson talk to Congressman John Culbertson of Texas and Jacob Monty from the Hispanic Republicans of Texas about what they thought of the president's speech.
What do you think about the president's speech?
Well, it's disappointing to see the president roll out something the public has repeatedly rejected. Amnesty for illegal aliens is something that it's the wrong thing to do. The public is not going to support it. And we need to stay focused on what works, and that is law enforcement at the border, my law enforcement officers with the support of the local community, while also fixing the visa system to make it easier for people to come here legally.
Now, Mr. Monty, do you think that Texas has gotten its fair share of immigration enforcement money and resources from the federal government? I mean, we keep hearing stories that, for example, Arizona has 3 times the number of unmanned drones that Texas does, and yet we've got 3 times the border length.
Well, the funding certainly has gone up. There's more boots on the ground. Certainly more has to be done. But the system is broken, and the current system amounts to amnesty for the document vendors and human smugglers. We need immigration reform. Our economy needs these workers, and the status quo is not working.
John Culbertson, I'm wondering, are the Republicans pretty worried, though, that by taking such a strong stance on immigration reform against legalization plans, things like that, that they actually may alienate them and push them into the Democratic camp even more so?
No, moms and dads, business owners, anyone who has concern about their community supports law enforcement. My friend Henry Cuellar and I, a Democrat from Laredo, have had tremendous success implementing a zero-tolerance policy in the Laredo area, in the Del Rio area, where we are enforcing existing law with existing resources simply by with the support of judges, prosecutors, the Border Patrol, and above all, the local community, which is 96%. 76% Hispanic strongly support securing the border. It makes the streets safer. It makes the economy stronger. It keeps the drugs, the gangs, and the criminals out. And we are also working to fix the visa system. That's the right way to approach this problem, law enforcement, and fix the broken visa system so people can come here legally. But above all, we cannot grant amnesty to people who have broken our law and enter the country illegally. We can't afford it as a nation, and it's wrong.
From Fox, Martha McCallum with Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott about the president's plan for reform.
You know, what was your reaction to that? He got a big laugh on that. You know, he basically says, they're never going to be satisfied. Next thing you know, they're going to want a moat with alligators in it.
Listen, the president is demagoguing this issue. He had a Democrat Congress, a Democrat Senate, and obviously a Democrat president for 2 years where he could really have done something on the immigration issue. And, of course, he didn't do anything on the issue. He waited until he began his campaign for reelection to come to Texas, to go to the border for the very first time, to now begin to start saying, well, golly gee, we need to do something about the immigration issue. It proves one thing, Martha, and that is Barack Obama doesn't care about doing anything about the immigration issue, doesn't care about doing anything about the border. He just cares about campaigning for reelection. He just left Austin, Texas moments ago where he came here to get $50,000 per couple. He comes to Texas to drain our pockets of money, but doesn't help us when we have fires burning hundreds of thousands of acres and doesn't do anything to protect our security on the border.
The president went down there and he says all the stuff they asked for, we've done. Is that true? They've sent more border patrol to the border. They claim that crime is actually falling. So what are you guys so unhappy about is what he's saying.
Right. Let me tell you some facts, Martha. One is, according to the GAO report, less than half of the Texas physical border is under what they term operational control. What that means is that more than half of the Texas border with Mexico is at danger of being pierced at virtually any time. And the truth is that's been proven by the cartel members. Just blocks away from where Barack Obama was speaking, there was an incident where bullets came flying across the border. Seven of them struck City Hall in downtown El Paso. Yeah. Two other incidents in El Paso where bullets came flying across the border. Barack Obama and this nation and the people of El Paso were lucky those bullets hit buildings and cars instead of people. Yes. Barack Obama could have American blood on his hands. In fact, he didn't even pay recognition to the American woman who lost her life, who worked in the U.S. consulate office in Juarez, who was killed by the drug cartels. Martha, one last point, and that is last year alone, there were more than 3,000 people killed in Juarez, just a few miles away from where Barack Obama spoke. And that drug cartel violence is just growing worse every year.
Coming up, we'll hear from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, their take on the president's plan, up next on the Talk Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio report is an evidence-based, safe, and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. And in a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to bodybioreport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. Bodybioreport.com. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20-pound bags and get 2 3-ounce cans of Iams cat food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your cat. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. The President's speech on immigration reform is our focus here. Host Bob Durgin with Ira Melman from FAIR for their take on the President's plan.
What did you think of it? Did you listen to his speech?
Yes, it was clearly a speech delivered by candidate Obama, not necessarily President Obama. It also sort of struck me as that this was Barack Obama's mission accomplished moment. It kind of conjured up memories of George Bush standing on the flight deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln declaring mission accomplished. And President Obama basically declared yesterday that illegal immigration is solved, the problem has gone away, now we can go on and do amnesty for illegal aliens and open up the gates for millions more immigrants. The only problem is I don't think the American people believe that our immigration problem is solved, that illegal immigration is under control, because the evidence that they're seeing suggests that it is still way out of control.
Yeah, well, he said some specific things. He says, over the last couple of years, we've seized 31% more drugs, 75% more currency, 64% more weapons than before. We've stepped up patrols, blah, blah, blah. Apprehensions along the border have been cut by nearly 40% from 2 years ago. I don't believe any of that crap. Do you?
Well, first of all, I mean, I love the way they use percentages. You can lie with percentages. When you start from a low enough baseline, any increase produces a rather high percentage.
Yeah, you've got one, and then you add another one, you've increased it by 100%.
100%, yeah. Wow, you're doing a fantastic job. And I think that's what the president was going for. And the number of apprehensions, I mean, it's not the best way to get an estimate on how many people are entering the country illegally. And there's also a lot of evidence that suggests that the Border Patrol has been told not to make arrests because that is the way they calculate how many people are entering the country illegally. So, you know, there's all sorts of smoke and mirrors going on here. You know, but the bottom line is that President Obama would have us believe that spending a few extra dollars, putting a few more Border Patrolmen down there, building a few more miles of fence means that the border is under control. Border sheriffs down there dispute that. They say that the border is way out of control, that we are losing control of even U.S. territory to some of the drug lords that are operating across the border now. And, you know, the threat level has increased so much over the last few years that it isn't enough to say it's more secure than it's ever been before. We need the president to be able to look us in the eye and say that border is secure, and that he didn't do. He didn't do it yesterday. The Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has never made that claim.
Yes, she has.
Well, no, she has said that it's more secure than it's ever been before. But again, you know, if you start from a low enough baseline, the border has never been secure. So, you know, any marginal improvement, you can say that it was more secure than it's ever been before. And even if you dispute that, it still doesn't mean that the border is secure.
Talk host Sean Rima here with ABC's Ann Compton about what the president had to say in Texas.
Obviously, the speech in El Paso was very politically charged. On the subject of immigration. Can you break that down for us?
Well, I think the president is going to about immigration kind of the reverse way that presidents have gone at the issue before. He's turning to audiences like there's a very supportive crowd in El Paso who want real immigration reform, and he's saying he wants them to make their voices heard in Congress. He thinks Congress can be pushed by the grassroots pressure for immigration reform. What struck me about the president's presentation yesterday as he stood there on the border, how he mocked Republicans, chided them, said they'll never be happy with a fence. They'll want a higher fence. They'll want a moat. Maybe he said they'll want alligators in the moat. That's hardly reaching out with a bipartisan warmth.
Yeah, and in the same speech, he also said he wanted to lead a constructive and civil debate. Is he getting any flack, from Republicans, but even from his own party on that double standard?
Well, it's a little early to tell from yesterday. You know, members of Congress got their mind on a lot of other things. Immigration reform is one of those gigantic, complex systems that can find a spot in history, but it's usually not on the eve of a presidential election. The president did spell out a couple of specifics. He said that, as do some, and there's probably a bipartisan agreement on this, if someone who's in the country illegally wants to get in line at the back of the line for citizenship, they're going to have to pay back taxes, pay a fine, pay a penalty, learn English. And then, you know, but in years past, when that kind of legislation has come up in Congress, then you get to the point, well, do they then have to go to their home country and wait for the visa process to work out, or can they stay with their families here? And the president made it very clear yesterday. He thinks that they ought to be able to stay with their. He doesn't want to see families broken up for very long. The details of this are just almost impossible to unwind, especially, again, on the eve of a big presidential election.
Yeah, and we're going to kind of break down his comments here with the audience coming up.
Sure.
But later on, I know he was in Austin for some fundraisers. He brought in about $2 mil. Now, that, again, was a very friendly audience for the,
for the president. And remember what he's doing now. They call it the Obama Victory Fund. Much of it, about $30,000 from a couple, could go to the Democratic National Committee, which will support whoever the Democratic nominee is. Obviously, President Obama would like that to be him. And the other much smaller donations, the law limits how much you can give actually to a candidate. The folks who showed up last night, many of them maxed out for all the money they can give this year and next year for the general election. They won't be able to give another dime, but they did have a chance to have dinner with the president. Listen to say, you know, after retirement, he may want to come move to Austin and might want to run for mayor.
Talk host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer's up now. Here they have a caller who disagrees with the idea of giving any of the illegals a pathway to citizenship.
I'm asking you what you consider to be immigration reform. How would you solve this problem? It's going to be an election issue. You're going to start hearing a lot about it. This is a very divisive, very vindictive president when it comes to politics. The example given just lately, of course, is the Texas disaster area thing. He refuses to grant Texas a disaster relief for the fires, and he's granting flood relief for Minnesota and also, I guess, for Tennessee as well. So I want to get to your calls because a lot of people want to get in on this question of what is viewed as immigration reform. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, Bob and Tom, thanks for taking my call. Bob, I kind of disagree with you. I heard you say earlier that you would be for bringing them in and making them citizens. And the problem with the entire Democratic Party is that they reward irresponsibility and they ignore enforcing the laws to try to increase their voting base. And that's unconstitutional.
How is that unconstitutional? Oh, not enforcing the law.
Right.
I want to explain my position on the immigrants in terms of what I'm talking about. We have a number of people who have lived here for a number of years who are not citizens of the United States. Hang on a second. I think most of them do want to be citizens of the United States. We have a number – Jim, I'm not finished. We have a number of people trying to come here from other countries besides Mexico, you know, Europe and other places where we actually need some of the higher, you know, educated people that are also trying to become citizens. So the whole immigration system is not working. I'm not talking about letting anybody who wants to come in come in. I'm talking about taking people
–
right, or ignoring laws. I'm talking about taking people who've been here and putting them through the process of making them citizens and then having them renounce – and this is the most important thing. Basically, they have to renounce their citizenship to the country, their home country, and they are American citizens just like the rest of us.
Coming up next, Newt has thrown his hat into the ring. We'll take a look at the growing crop of presidential candidates up next here on The Countdown.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen talking about what the focus is on the radio and on television when it comes to talk, news talk, radio, et cetera, et cetera. Presidential candidates front and center now, and you know by now that Newt Gingrich made it official, posted a video online making his announcement through Facebook and Twitter. Here's what he had to say.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States because I believe we can return America to hope and opportunity, to full employment, to real security, to an American energy program, to a balanced budget. I worked with President Ronald Reagan in a very difficult period. We got jobs created again, Americans proud of America, and the Soviet Union disappeared. As Speaker of the House, I worked to reform welfare, to balance the budget, to control spending, to cut taxes, to create economic growth. Unemployment came down from 5.6% to under 4. And for 4 years, we balanced the budget and paid off $405 billion in debt. We've done it before. We can do it again. I want your help because no one person in the Oval Office can get this done. We Americans are going to have to talk together, work together, find solutions together, and insist on imposing those solutions on those forces that don't want to change. There are some people who don't mind if America becomes a wreck as long as they dominate the wreckage. But you and I know better. We owe it to our children, our grandchildren, our country, and frankly to ourselves. So let's get together, look reality in the face, tell the truth, make the tough choices, get the job done. There's a much better American future ahead, with more jobs, more prosperity, a better health system, longer lives, greater independent living, in a country that is decentralized under the 10th Amendment, with power once again back with the American people and away from the Washington bureaucracy. No one person can accomplish this. It can't be done from the Oval Office. We have to work together. We Americans have to get it done. I hope you'll decide to join me. Let's work side by side. Let's get this done for ourselves, our children and grandchildren, and for our country. And I hope you'll come to Newt.org, see what we're trying to get done, and decide to join us in getting America back on the right track.
Donald Trump has been keeping a pretty low profile since the president released his birth certificate and then announced a few days later that we killed bin Laden. This week, Trump did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine and also spoke before a group of small business owners in New Hampshire.
I'm not a professional politician, which I think is possibly an asset, other than our great mayor, who is a great, great leader, right? But I think that's actually turned out to be largely an asset, according to a lot of people. And, you know, I took on the president. I was very, very strong in saying, put up your birth certificate. I was very strong on it. Now, whether I was right in doing that or wrong in doing that, I don't care. But if President Obama gets reelected, I think your taxes are going to go through the roof. And I do believe that he's holding them down now as long as he can because he wants to get through this election. But I said it before, I met with a great group of folks and some of the real community leaders, and we had a very frank discussion. And I said, look, if he gets in office, I honestly believe that your taxes are going to go to a level that they haven't been at in a long time. And that's not going to be good for this country. That's not going to be good for business. It's not going to be good for New Hampshire. It's going to be good for no one. China this year is going to make $300 billion off of this country. Call it profit. But beyond that, they're taking our jobs because they're making our product. So they make our product, they take our jobs, they do it through manipulation of their currency, very simply, and then the president of China comes to the United States and we hold a beautiful evening at the White House for him. In other words, we honor a man that's taken advantage of this country. Now, I don't blame him, because if you can get away with it, why not do it? So they then go out and buy our debt and we pay him interest. I mean, the whole thing is unbelievable. Now, we had a great victory last week with the killing of bin Laden. That was great. An enhanced interrogation really led us to that. Now, enhanced interrogation, another thing. You know, we're so politically correct. And nobody wants to say it. Nobody ever wants to use the word. Isn't another word for that torture? And you know what? The people that I watched jump off the World Trade Center, that was torture, okay? So we catch this guy. They shoot him. Then they clean his body. They give him a religious ceremony. They take 45 minutes. They take why? I don't understand it. Okay, I don't understand it. And in terms of torture, in terms of enhanced interrogation, we wouldn't have caught bin Laden without it. That's what got us to him. And we're right now, as you know, they're under investigation, numerous people that used enhanced interrogation, to use the nicer term, after September 11th. And I think those people should not be under the kind of gun that they're under.
Find out more about all of the stories, the three here and others from this week. Keep yourself informed in the countdown box at DougStephan.com.